Hello, everyone, and welcome to Meow Mix, the Carolina Panthers podcast. My name is Steven.
My name is Jerry.
And it is the week of the draft. The draft is in a mere 2 days when this will be released, right?
I mean, No, 1 day.
1 day.
Thursday
well,
night.
Well, the Panthers draft starts
the
in
Panthers.
2 days.
Unless they trade up.
Unless they trade up, but we'll see. Either way, we're here to get you prepared for the draft. We have done many draft profiles of guys so far. We are going to do a lot more tonight, and then we're going to do a mock draft. So we're going to kind of run through some guys that we wanted to touch on that are real possibilities for the Panthers to be chosen or to be chosen by the Panthers. And so we're going to kind of rapid fire through a lot of those this evening. And definitely go back and check out the ones that we've done so far. I think we've done six.
There's been quite a bit. Right. Like, I started making this list, and the wide receivers, it's just so many of them.
Yeah.
Right in that bottom first, top second, or even middle second, that you're like, these guys can all go.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've seen mocks even today where, you know, Ladd McConkey is taken in, like, 18th. And I saw another one where he was taken in the 40s. So, like, it's all over the place. These wide receivers are very close in terms of, you know, what a lot of people think they could be. So the Panthers should have a shot at getting, you know, a potential wide receiver one in this draft.
Oh, 100%. I've been looking at some of these receivers, and I'm just shocked. I think I told you, I don't know if I said this on the recording or not, mm-hmm. but I would not hate if they went back-to-back in 33 and 39 at wide receiver.
Yeah.
I mean, they're such a good class, and if you're hit on one of those two to be like a stud and the other guy being a contributor, I mean, what could you go wrong with that? Deontay Johnson is only here for a year. Adam Thielen's long in the tooth, has 2 years left.
I mean, and it's real, and it's really 1 year. Like, they could drop him next year easily. And I wanted to mention that, you know, I've seen a lot of people saying, oh, well, since they traded for Deontay Johnson, they don't even need to worry about wide receiver in the first round or in the second round. Yeah, they do. Because Deontay Johnson's here for 1 year, and he didn't even know who the coach was when he had dinner with him. So you think Deontay Johnson is like focused on being a Carolina Panther for the rest of his career? No, he is not. So not to say that they won't re-sign him and that he might not come back, but it is definitely not a sure thing, and the Panthers can get a, at the very least, highly skilled wide receiver with one of these two second-round picks, or maybe two wide receivers with these two second-round picks. So we are, you know, maybe going to focus on wide receiver a little bit just because it is such a position of need for the Panthers, and there are so many good wide receivers in this draft that it would. And it's, you know, it's just fun to talk about. Like, we like wide receivers. This is a wide receiver needy team. It makes sense, right?
Yeah, 100%. And this is, like I said, this is a good draft for the Panthers to be sitting at with two second round picks at the top.
Yeah,
it's so many good guys out here. I guess we might as well just kick it off.
Let's kick it off. Yeah.
Started off, we have Xavier Worthy. We talked about his running team meet from Texas, a hometown, Fresno, California, junior. 5'11", 165 pounds. He's a smaller receiver, but man, is he fast. He had 119 targets last year, 75 catches, 1,014 receiving yards, and 5 touchdowns. I mean, this guy was projected a first-round pick and then slowly has been falling throughout, you know, the NFL draft.
Falling in the mock drafts, right?
Like, yes.
Who knows what that really means? This guy could go off the table in the teens. Like, we wouldn't shock anybody. But there have been some that have been, you know, mocking him to the Panthers or even after the Panthers picks. So he's definitely worth talking about. Let's go with the cons first. We'll go cons, then pros. That's what we like to do.
Mm-hmm.
So cons, smaller frame. It gets pushed around a little bit, physical coverage. Yeah, we've seen that before. Guys still be successful there. Takes plays off. Now,
that worries me.
Again, we've seen that from guys that have been successful, but the elite guys, they don't do that. So that would be, that's something that maybe you can coach up, but worth mentioning. Needs to work on adjusting his speed while tracking the ball. So here, are you saying that he maybe outruns the ball every once in a while, or just doesn't judge it correctly?
Correct. He just starts. He doesn't have that adjustment.
Yeah.
You know, he'll slow. He doesn't slow down for the ball or speed up for the ball. Mm. He's just running his speed, and you'll see other players. His running mate Mitchell. If you watch him in the ball in the air, he'll speed up or slow down depending on where to track it. He doesn't seem to do that. He has that one speed and goes there. But it's a lightning fast speed. Speaking of pros,
yeah.
Insanely fast. I forgot to write down his 40. I think he was 4.2 though. But I mean, this guy was fast.
That's fast. Yeah.
Efficient route runner and continues on with his speed. He doesn't slow down to make his cuts or anything. He just zoom. And excellent footwork at the line. Helps him with that smaller frame get off the line, even in press coverage. Again, can work on his bulk a little bit, but that's something NFL I think you could do. And again, we've had a smaller receiver here, maybe a little bit bulkier frame in Steve Smith. So I'm not terribly afraid of drafting Xavier Worthy.
And we're not comparing this guy to Steve Smith.
Oh, no.
Before we get the comments, no. We are not. We're just saying small receivers have had success in the NFL. Okay.
Yes.
And we have a prime example of one. And by the way, I just wanted to mention 75 receptions. Obviously, this guy can catch the ball. Like he can adjust his speed when necessary. He just maybe doesn't do it all the time, right? 75 catches, your quarterback's not throwing 75 perfect passes to you every time, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
But I like his route running, being able to can play at that fast speed. That's, I really like that. That's something special to him.
Yeah, agreed.
And next we're going to go ahead and talk about Keon Coleman, Florida State junior, 6'3", 213, 50 receptions, 658 receiving yards, 11 touchdowns last year. Big guy.
Yeah, and I've seen his comps as Drake London. Not a bad comp.
No.
Not a bad comp.
As always, Collins first. Mm-hmm. Always like to end on positives. Struggles to separate from defenders. That's worrisome to me. He's not the fastest guy. And unfortunately, his route running is not pristine. As next con, limited route tree.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are two things that you would like to have from your wide receiver one. Right.
Correct. Not very agile, especially for everyone claims he's such a great athlete, but he doesn't seem to have that top end speed. He doesn't seem to separate, and he's not agile with the ball.
Not twitchy.
Yeah. Struggles on his release in press coverage. Not twitchy. Xavier Worthy can get off the line great. I mean, that's. And needs to work on run blocking. I don't care. I mean. Yeah, I put that on there because I kept seeing it. But, I mean, I don't care if you're a second-round guy. In the NFL, yes, you're going to have to run block.
You have to at least make the effort, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, we got a guy, Deontay Johnson, on our team that isn't known for his blocking skills, right? Like, no. It'd be nice to have all of that. But, I don't care about that much either.
Talking about Steve Smith again, him and Musa Mohammed used to say that they would watch film of each other blocking and try to who would have the best block of the game, basically. Like,
they don't make players like that anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a couple.
I think, too.
There are a couple around, but you know, Steve Smith is a one in a million type of guy. And to pair him with Moose at that time was just so perfect. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard. But all right, let's look at the pros. Good size. I like a tall receiver. Yeah, 6'3", that's a pretty tall receiver. Good size, and he uses it well in contested catches. Another reason he has so many catches is because he's got strong hands. You know, that does make up for size, and good hands can make up for a lot of deficiencies in terms of route running and things like that, right? Like, if you've got a wide catch radius, That can make up for some deficiencies. And then he shows explosiveness for his size. You know, we talked about him not being twitchy exactly, but being able to kind of just be surprised some guys, you know, is a good whatever I'm trying to say. So, yeah.
Yeah. Quick on him. I would not be happy with him, 33 to 39. If they traded back and got him, I would be. I think he's... I don't think he has a lot of rough edges that you have to file down. And I don't know. I feel like there's a couple of these guys that remind me a lot of Jonathan Mingo. And he kind of does that too. Where he's unpolished. And I'm not sold on Jonathan Mingo yet. He doesn't. He didn't show me anything last year.
Nor should you be.
So.
Yeah.
it's hard for me to go all in on somebody that I see a lot like Jonathan Mingo.
And, you know, Jonathan Mingo was drafted right around this area last year.
39.
And that was high. But, you know, a lot of people had him going quite a bit later in the draft. So we'll see. I mean, again, a different regime here making these picks. So we'll see. We'll see what they do. But our next player to discuss here, Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver out of LSU.
Yeah, I don't think he'll fall, but just in case I added him, I saw a couple mocks that he failed. So.
Yeah, 2023, he had 68 receptions for 1,177 yards and 17 touchdowns.
Beast!
Holy Toledo. He's 6'3", 210 or so. Good size. Yeah, it would be a surprise if he made it to 33. But again, these mocks are all over the place. Like these, all these receivers, you know, once you get past the top two or three, like all these receivers are kind of right there together. So,
and you never know if this regime really likes him and he's there at 25, maybe they make the move.
Maybe they make the move. They trade 33 and 52 or something. I mean, they, you know,
yeah.
Moving up from 33 to 25 is not a crazy expensive move. So
exactly. That's why I kind of added him too.
Agreed. I'll go ahead and hit the cons. You can hit the pros. So the cons: needs to work on his route running. I feel like you're going to see a lot of that from, I mean, a second round receiver, assuming that he dropped there, they're going to have some stuff to work on. Route running is something that can be taught, right? It is, that is something that can, that's not like an innate skill you're born with, route running.
As long as they have the want to, right. Yes. That is something that can be taught.
Right. He has concentration drops from time to time. That doesn't bother me so much. Hasn't put together his run after the catch talent. What do you mean by that one, Jerry?
What I mean is that he had 1,100 yards. But I think this guy could be a huge run after the catch, making the plays. He just hasn't seemed to put it together, if that makes sense. Like being able to catch the ball and then turn into the running back style runner. Or just any type of runner with the ball in his hands.
Right. Gotcha.
But he has the explosiveness. He has everything else to do that. It's just he hasn't gotten it. Catch the ball and do it.
Maybe hasn't clicked yet for him.
Yeah.
Needs to work on using his size to benefit him. So like we talked about with the last guy, maybe he doesn't have that big catch radius yet, or maybe he just doesn't high point the ball, things like that, you know, consistently, you know, not saying that he doesn't do it ever, but consistently. You know, you want to see a guy of that size use the size. I mean, that's a massive advantage.
And I think that's something else that can be taught.
Right.
You get some chippy corners and you put them in, you know, training camp. Hey, work on it.
Yeah.
You know, throw them out.
Oh, we've got.
He's got the big
tall corners.
6'3".
Yeah.
Yeah.
J.C. Horn's a big dude.
Now pros. Explosive, can separate against most defenders. I mean, I don't see many defenders being able to really cover him most times one-on-one. Uses his hands well to get off press coverage. Very beneficial in the NFL.
True.
Touchdown machine. I mean, 17 touchdowns last year. I mean, he found the end zone. This is kind of going back to how I was talking about Worthy did not have tracking ball skill. He has great tracking ball skills of tracking the ball, whether it's underthrown or overthrown, and being able to adjust to his speed to get to that ball. And improve greatly in 2023. You, on film, you could tell the difference. Yeah. He worked on it. He got better.
Yeah. His 2022 stats, just to throw him out there, 31 catches, 361 yards, 5 touchdowns. So, you know, he quadrupled basically his yardage. Almost quadrupled his touchdown passes. I mean, or to catches. That's a highly productive season. Like, that's pretty, yeah, that's pretty good. All right, let's move on to our next candidate here.
Ricky Parcell. I think I'm saying that name right. From Florida University. He's a senior, 6'1", 189 pounds. 65 receptions, 963 yards, 4 touchdowns last year. So,
I like the, you know, 65 receptions on 87 targets, right? Like, that's mm-hmm. a pretty good percentage, 963. You know, this is not a guy I've heard a ton about. Is he being mocked, like, in the 30s?
He's getting mocked more towards the, he's getting mocked more towards the middle of the second.
Okay. So trade back candidate, potentially.
Yeah, there's some real big fans of him. I'm not.
Oh. Okay.
Guys, if you know me, I like speed, and I don't think this guy has it.
That's how you got through college.
Hey, I did it because of speed. Basically, cons, not a deep threat. Struggles against physical corners. Needs to play up to his speed. He does have speed, but he just... Again, all these guys have speed.
Like, if you run a 4.4, you're slow in this class.
Yes.
I mean, that's just the way it is.
Yeah. May not be able to play on the outside of the NFL. Probably won't need to play in the slot. He did play mostly from the slot in his collegiate career. Out of 460 pass plays, he played 260 in the slot last year. So he's a big slot type of guy. That's what his role will be in the NFL. I don't know if that's what I would want for this team particularly.
Gotcha. Well, his pros are he is proficient in route running and has sharp cuts. So he can make those cuts on a dime. Yep. Excellent hands. Always a good positive to have for a wide receiver. I mean,
again, 87 targets, 65 receptions. Yeah. And I don't even know who the quarterback in Florida was. So
nobody does. And the ability to separate, especially in the slot. So, again, like you mentioned, a potential slot guy here. I mean, and again, I agree with you on this team. This year specifically, I mean, it feels like we've got the slot kind of covered with Thielen. Depends on who we draft, of course. I mean, you draft somebody like McConkey or even this guy. Maybe you have Thielen just move to the outside and you use one of those guys in the slot. Who knows? But Deontay Johnson has already said he's the X. He's been told he's the X, and he has been told he will be the first read on most pass routes.
Deontay Johnson, I just want to tell you, you've already gone down so much in my book, and we just traded for you.
Has nothing to do with your skills. Everything to do with your personality. Like,
God, man. You take plays off, and then you start talking. You don't know who the coach is. Like, oh, man, just be quiet.
And
like,
by the way, if you haven't heard that story, you know, go. He said it today in his press conference that he didn't know. He went out to dinner with Dave Canales. He didn't realize Dave Canales was the head coach. The tiniest bit of Googling about the Carolina Panthers when you get traded? I find that to be impossible. I hope he's joking.
I did too.
If he's joking, that would honestly make me feel better about him. But yeah.
Yeah, me too. But I don't think he is.
Probably not. All right, let's move to another guy that actually a lot of people are excited about. Xavier.
And I'm going to tell you why he doesn't.
No, oh. Xavier Leggett out of South Carolina. And I feel like a lot of people are really excited about him because he went to South Carolina, around here especially, because, you know, we mm-hmm. that's a regional team. But he does also has some pretty good skill set here. In 2023, 97 targets, 71 pass catches, 1,255 yards, and 7 touchdowns. Very productive. Let's check out his cons real quick first. Limited route tree. And again, I think a lot of these guys, the limited route tree con, it is a con. But it is also a product of the system that they played in, right? Like, he just wasn't asked to do some of the things that some of these other guys have been asked to do.
I mean, when you're 6'1 and you run like a 4'3, 4'4, I mean, in the collegiate level, what corners are really typically going to cover you?
Right.
I mean, there's not many, hey, run deep, have Spencer Rattler chuck the ball to you. Let's do this.
Yeah.
I mean.
Right. Needs to work on his release, so he gets off the line maybe a little slow. And then opts to high point the ball instead of catching in stride. So, again, mm-hmm. could be a product of who's throwing him the ball. Or just could be he's uncomfortable, you know, catching on the run and doesn't want to get hurt. I mean, that could easily
be it. And that's what I saw a lot of times. He would turn around and jump for the ball to do it this way instead of just keeping his speed up and over the shoulder and stuff. Mm-hmm. He likes to play more physical than he was. Pros, he is very big. I mean, only 6'1", but I mean, 221, he's got muscle. That's, he doesn't have...
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's got the speed. I think it was a 4'3", a 4'4". He's got good speed. Great at catching contested balls. I mean, he is one of those guys you just throw the ball up to and you assume he's going to come down with it. Huge catch radius, long arms, good hands.
Yeah.
Attacks the ball in the air. Again, he likes to contest. I feel like when I was watching his tape, it felt like sometimes he purposely slowed down so he would get a contested catch.
Well, you know, he might be one of those guys that just likes that. He likes contact. I don't know. I mean, again, you know, he almost sounds like a somewhat taller Steve Smith. Again, not calling him Steve Smith, but a lot of the thing, like Steve Smith used to love to go up and get that ball.
Yeah, he did.
You know, even at 5'3 or whatever he was, like he loved to go up and get that ball. I'm just kidding. I think he was 5'9, but still.
He was 5'10, man.
Was he top 5'10?
Okay. Steve Smith, Steve Smith does not listen to this.
Well, that's why I said a slightly taller Steve Smith.
If for those watching on YouTube, I just had a vision of Steve Smith breaking through the wall behind him like the Kool-Aid man and going, what?
Hey,
ice up.
I love Steve Smith. I love Steve Smith.
Yeah.
This guy would be a great pick, honestly, in my opinion. You know, he's probably maybe third on my list of players that I like.
He reminds me a lot of Jonathan Mingo. Hmm. A lot coming out of college, but watching the tape, he has a lot better tape than Jonathan Mingo did coming out of college.
He's faster than Mingo, too, right?
Yes, he's slightly faster. Mingo ran, I think, a 4.4. He ran a 4.3. I did the comparison. Mingo's 6.2, but their weight's almost identical. Mm. I mean, they're both very jacked, muscular people, and they want to play that A.J. Brown-style role. I just think Leggett played it better in college than Jonathan Mingo did. But I guess my taste of Jonathan Mingo still has me worried about that type of receiver right now.
That's hard to blame you, honestly. And again, Jonathan Mingo may turn out to be a very good wide receiver. Like, we may see a big change in him this year, and I hope 100%. We do. But early returns were a little disappointing, so.
Yeah, and Leggett said that the Panthers told him if he's there at 33, they're picking him. Take that what you will.
Yeah, I heard a former player, and I don't remember his name, so forgive me, but mentioned that he believes that all of these, you know, X team said they were going to draft X player at X spot is just all coming from agents, and the teams are not saying this to these players. Like, they're not making these promises, right?
No.
That being said, I'd be happy with him at 33.
I'm still nervous, but I would be fine with it.
Yeah.
You pick him, I'm on board. I'm going to be on board with whoever the Panthers pick whether it's a couple days later or right away. But
yeah.
Gotcha. Moving on, Malachi Corley out of Western Kentucky, 5'11", 215. This guy is more of a third, possibly a fourth round pick. Cons, limited route tree, struggles to get off press coverage, struggles with contested catches. The usual the usual college receiver knocks.
Right. Pros, he is a running back style runner when the ball is in his hands. Good vision, good cutbacks. Again, that's I like that type of receiver. Like if I'm looking at pros for receivers and they tell me that they are a running back style runner once they have the ball, I think that just gives you a lot of upside. So I like that about players. Strong hands and can catch through contact. So, I mean, sounds good. Again, a later round pick. It's from a college that doesn't get a lot of television time, probably doesn't get the best recruits. So, you know, a lot of times these guys from these colleges that aren't, you know, the Alabamas, the South Carolina, the SEC powerhouses, right? They just don't go maybe as high as they would if he played at, you know, when a Clemson or something, right?
He reminds me a lot of LaVisca Chenault, the way he plays. I do think that when you draft someone like him, you're also getting someone that could, A, sub in running back formations that could fold out, also return man. So you're looking at getting him in the fourth or third round. You could maybe say, okay, he may not be a starting wide receiver this year, but we could build him up. And while we're building him up, we can use him as gadgets.
Does
gadget plays.
Like Amir Smith-Marset make this guy maybe just not a maybe not an actual target?
But Amir is only here for a year. And who says his roster spot safe with that 1 year contract he signed?
Yeah, that's true.
I liked Amir.
I liked Amir too. I'm just, for what he gave us.
Yeah.
All right.
Before we move on to centers, out of all the guys we've talked about, who would be your top receiver?
I mean, I think Brian Thomas Jr. Obviously.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Okay. Okay. Let's take him out. So.
Yeah. Outside of him, I mean, I like Leggett and I like the Xaviers, right? I like the two Xaviers, Leggett and Worthy. But of the guys that we talked about, even including the previous profiles or just these guys, in the previous, probably McConkey for me would probably be the guy that I think is realistic in terms of where he would go. And, you know, of all those guys, I could see fitting into any system easier, and just the type of wide receiver that I think the CMC comparisons, even if he's CMC light, right?
In terms
of receiving the ball, right? And if he's the CMC of receivers, he just plays like CMC as a receiver, that's worthy of a first round pick, right?
Yeah. See, I'm 100% on there. I was really down on McConkey when I first started this whole thing, but the more I watch him, I think he could play on the outside. He doesn't have that arm span, but I think he could be a smart route runner that he can get open. Once he gets that ball in his hand, he could be dangerous. So I think McConkey's one. I think Adonai Mitchell is number two, but his effort scares a crud out of me. I will say that.
Well, you hope that coming into the NFL, you know, would hopefully being around, you know, 53 other professional players and being coached by an NFL coach, like hopefully you bring the best out of somebody. But yeah, he definitely would be up there for me as well. And again, another guy that I've seen go in the early 20s all the way into the late 30s. I mean, you know, all of these guys are just spread out. It could go anywhere really. So, all right, well, let's take a quick break. We'll be back. We'll go centers, and then we will finish up with our official Meow Mix mock draft. We'll be right back.
We are back. We are going to quickly look at the centers. And when I say look at the centers, I mean there's two.
We're going to say their names and we're going to move on.
Pretty much. starting off, Jackson Powers Johnson. Originally, Mox had him always going in the first. Then he started falling from Oregon. 6'3", 328. Real run down here. I mean, last year he gave up one whopping hurry. In 2022, one whopping hurry. 2021, one whopping hurry.
Zero sacks in his entire collegiate career that he has given up. Per yes. PFF.
So.
Pretty good.
Yeah. I will say, if he's on the board at 33, I want him. I know we've just spent all this time of talking receiver. I want him.
Is he that much of an upgrade over Austin Corbett? I mean, we haven't seen Austin Corbett at center in a Panthers uniform.
We have not. But Austin Corbett's also on one-year deal, true. Basically.
True.
I want to protect Bryce, and we just signed those guards to a long-term deal. I would want this O-line to basically stay the same for 3-4 years. I want that for Bryce Young.
So Powers Johnson and A.D. Mitchell are both available at 33. Who are you taking?
Powers Johnson.
Really? McConkie or Johnson?
I still go Johnson.
Wow.
I think you can still get a quality receiver at 39, whether whoever's on the board. I don't think all those guys we've talked about. But I think the drop-off from center is huge. Okay. Real quick, cons, lacks lateral quickness, play side defenders. Limited reactive quickness, will struggle against athletic rushers. Again, he's center. He's not going to be going up against
Brian Burns, right?
Yeah. T-Rex arms, even for an interior player. Luckily, you know, we don't have the old ball coach anymore, so the Cornhusker's gone. Pros, he's a people mover, man. He can pick people up and go. Plays with a nastiness. Just, you love to see he continues on with plays.
Mm-hmm.
Good footwork. And has a powerful grip to move defenders out of the way. There's so many plays where you watch him, and he just moves a guy out of the way. It's awesome.
Yeah, big, strong dude. 6'3", 328. Big dude. All right, well, let's talk about the other guy here. Zach Frazier out of West Virginia. 6'3", 313. So right there, same size, basically. Another guy that didn't give up a lot of sacks in college. Zero in 2023, but three in 2022, and then one in 2021. So I would say maybe a tier lower here in terms of, certainly in terms of statistics, but I mean, this is. You know.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to be too cruel, but I think Powers Johnson's up there.
Yeah.
I think as a day one starter, that I feel like he's the Ryan Khalil, basically kind of the draft. You know, where you could, okay, he may not be a constant Pro Bowler, but you don't have to question that center position. Does that make sense?
That makes sense to me. Cons, real quick, shorter arms, limited block radius. Slow reactive motion to moving targets, and defenders free themselves even when he has good hand placement. Interesting. Pros, strong punches that can knock defenders around, good wide frame with a great core strength, high IQ, and great flexibility in his movement. So, you know, some of those other things can be taught, you know, just technique. You know, hopefully it can raise this guy up to a higher level, but it seems like he's not mocked to go in the 30s for sure. I mean, we're probably looking a little later in the second round or maybe even third round for him.
I think later, 39, 40, yeah. 40s, something like that. Okay. I wouldn't hate 39 getting picked. Again, I don't think he's a bad player. I think he's going to be a good, solid center.
Yeah.
It depends on who's on the board. Meanwhile, I think Powers Johnson is the guy that, I don't want to say can't miss because no one's a can't miss, but I feel like he's such a strong prospect that you can feel great about plugging in as a starter at 33 with that pick for years to come.
Awesome. Well, that will conclude our draft profiles.
oh, I want to do a couple edge rushers and stuff.
No, that's going to conclude. Don't have them on the... That's going to conclude our draft profiles. All right, mention the guys you want to mention. Let's go.
Okay, real quick. There's a Adisei Isaac is a good one. Maybe not right away in 33 or so, but like later on, I think he has a lot of potential for us. One guy I really want to keep on, Xavier Thomas, out of Clemson, edge rusher. I think he has had injuries and everything and medical issues. But last year he came back and he looked good, not as great as he did in his freshman year. But I could see getting this guy and he can really expand later on. And again, he's PFF ranked 63 in the draft. So you could get him in the third round, and I think he's a good player. I think he's one of those guys that he may not become that Pro Bowler, but I think he can always be that Mario Addison type of guy where, hey, later on in his career, he's a consistent starter for you.
Was Mario Addison ever a consistent starter for us, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Towards the end of his career with us, yes, he was.
Okay.
I think it was Mario Addison that I'm thinking of, or was I thinking someone else? Now you have me questioning this.
I don't remember Mario Addison being a super consistent starter for us, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he had a season there where he...
Okay, so 2017, 16 starts. 2018, 16 starts. 2019, 15 starts. Or, sorry, 2019, 15 starts.
Okay.
Then he starts going down. So, yeah.
Okay.
But he joined the league in 2011.
Right. So he was a late bloomer. And then
he's... Yeah.
Okay.
So 6 years
I always liked Mario Addison. I just don't remember him being a consistent starter. I am wrong about that.
Here we go. Here's some interesting stats for you. 9.5 sacks in 2016. That was when he only started one game.
Mm-hmm.
11 sacks in 2017. 9 sacks 2018. 9.5 at 2019. Then he went to Buffalo. Who cares about Buffalo?
Yeah, I remember him going to Buffalo. Okay. Well, hey. Good job, Mario Addison. You're better than I remember. Yeah. all right. Well, do we need to take a quick break before we start this mock?
Yes, because I'm going to have to set. Yeah, that's what I was going to do.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back.
And we are back. We're going to do our finale mock draft here like we do at the end of every season. Seth, you won't be able to see us if you're on YouTube because of technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties. I.e. Jerry doesn't know how to work OBS and Zoom at the same time.
Well, I was kind of, I didn't prepare for this mock one. So usually I have like a screen grab ready and stuff like that. And
yeah.
I was not.
Yeah. Guys, we have real lives too. Okay. So this is fine.
Hey, I did a lot of draft profiles and did a lot of research.
Go pay for another podcast if you don't like this free one, okay? All right, let's do it. We're not going to trade up into the first round, by the way. We're just going to
start entering the draft. I'm going fast, too.
Yeah, go fast.
I don't want
to start
phrasing
draft. Caleb phrasing. Williams goes number one.
Shocker.
Big shock. There's a lot
JJ
of
McCarthy.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about who's actually going to go too. So, I think that's where the draft really starts.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh.
Okay, we got some options here at 33.
We have Peyton Wilson, who I love.
Mm-hmm.
Probably my bang at home guy. If he stays healthy, will be a Pro Bowler.
Mm-hmm.
We have Ladd McConkey.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Frazier.
Yep. Ooh. Just talked about him. Kean Coleman's in there.
Kean Coleman, Roman Wilson.
I mean, it feels like it's between, at 33 here, it's between Willis and McConkey, and I think we're both probably leaning McConkey, right?
I love Wilson, but I think with this team, you have to go with McConkey,
yeah.
Especially because there's no one else fell. I feel like there's a steep drop-off from McConkey to Kean Coleman and Roman Wilson, in my opinion.
I agree. And, you know, there are some, like, you know, there's some trade options on the table, but I think for simplicity's sake, we're just going to take, we're going to take the guy that we both like.
I agree. I don't think you could go mess up with that.
Yeah, agreed. Wilson did go 37, unfortunately.
Nadiza Isaac went right before us. I was hoping he would fall. Mm. Right now, we got a couple quarterbacks on the board, Bo Nix and Michael Penix Jr., and then it goes to Keon Coleman, Roman Wilson, Jatavion Sanders, tight end out of Texas. I'm not in love with any of these.
I'm not in love with them. I think we got a kind of a crap roll here. I mean, Bo Nix likely will be gone by now.
Ooh, Cleveland wants to trade away 54, the drop 15. What would we pick up for that?
You know, let's see. Well, we would pick up 54. So this would be a 54. Trade for 39. We pick up 54. We could probably get 85 as well. And I mean, we could probably get the rest of their draft, honestly. But
let's see if we could get a third round pick for next year. Nope. Maybe we'll trade up from a fourth or a fifth. No.
All right, it's starting to get a little complicated here. Adding in a bunch of 2025 picks.
Well, I just would like to jump up because right now we don't have a second round pick next year. And if we can get a first and two threes instead of, you know, a 3-4-5. So let's actually do that. Let's trade and give the Giants. Okay, so we give up a 6 next year and a 4th next year to move into the 3rd round for the Cleveland Browns. Or do you want to just drop it?
I mean, so we're trading 39 this year, a 4th rounder next year, and a 6th rounder next year.
No. We're dropping back 15 spots. So it's not like we're losing. We're also gaining another 85, so that's another.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a fine trade. I don't think it's realistic, but I think it's a fine trade. If you want to go with it.
Okay, no, we won't.
You don't usually see a lot of future 4th and 6th round picks traded.
So do we want to just take the Cleveland Browns all draft?
Again, not realistic. Like PFF will let us do it, but it doesn't feel realistic. Let's look and see who the other trade possibilities are.
The other draft trade is Minnesota with the 108. Yeah. And I am not dropping back that far.
See if you can make a trade with like the Colts, maybe drop back to like 46. See if you can give them 39 and like one, maybe 101 or something.
Well, I was going to take their 82nd. So take their pick 46, 82nd. For 101 and 39.
Yeah. That's way too good. Maybe try. Yeah, there you go. 141.
We'll do one pick ahead of. Okay. 142. So we're moving up a good bit for dropping back 7 spots. We're gonna pick up the 82nd pick for our 142. So that's a.
I feel okay about that. Pick. I feel that's okay. More realistic than most of the others. So let's try that. Yeah. Try it again. Try it again. We got 4 chances here. There we go.
Okay, right,
we
they it. Took it.
Okay, so we dropped back.
They took Leggett, too.
Yeah, we could have taken Leggett. I didn't see him on the board, though.
I didn't either. Yeah, well. Do we want to look at Ennis Rickasaw?
Let's take a look. Corner. Let's take a look. Pulling up his PFF stats here. So 2023, he was an 87 overall. PFF grade, that's quite a good grade.
Yep, 6 foot tall, 188 pounds. Rickasaw possesses a high IQ and does great work off coverage. He can anticipate with space. He is quick and controlled corner who will provide reliability as a run defender. So, couple negatives. True recovery speed. He's not a fast guy.
Mm-hmm.
Lack of ball production.
Primarily a zone corner. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I feel like we do play zone defense a lot. So maybe not a bad choice with our current defensive coordinator, Evero.
Mm-hmm. Evero.
Not sure that that's going to remain that way once Evero inevitably leaves, but who knows? We got Ricky Parasol in here as well, who we talked about. We got a defensive, interior defensive guy, Fisk, from Florida State. That's safety.
You just want to get your Sanders.
I mean, you know, I want to pick the tight end.
Okay, I'm fine with that just because we're giving Bryce more options, yeah. And I do think he's a good receiving tight end.
Let's go.
A little early in my
Jatavion Sanders. Yeah. I mean, but again, I don't mind if you're gonna get your guy, right?
Yeah.
Here you go. Here's your boy, Malachi.
Yeah, Malachi Corley is on the top of the board. Marshawn Nealand. I've done a little research on him. He's a pretty solid guy.
Edge rusher.
Impressive burst is for a player his weight. Unique build. Comes with ideal arm strength. Lacks flexibility. Frenetic style. Can be reckless at times. I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a guy that you need to build up. I mean,
yeah. PFF says his competition wasn't the best, but he absolutely dominated it, especially in 2023. NFL teams will love his passion for physicality. He has the body explosiveness and mentality of an NFL contributor. That all sounds good to me. Western Michigan, again, yeah,
that
guy.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, not an SEC guy, but there you still find good players outside of the SEC. So I'm fine with it. I'm happy with it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I'm happy with it, too. I like that type of player in round three.
Yeah. High upside. Going to contribute probably, but maybe not be top end out of the gate.
Mm-hmm. Now we are sitting at pick number 82. Our top player on the board is Spencer Rattler, which I would not take a quarterback in the round three for this team.
No. No. Can we sort by like running back?
Sure.
Because I hope they take a running back. The one I like is not
running
here,
back. But. You like the guy from Florida State?
Benson, I think
Trey
his name
Burton.
Is.
Trey Benson. Yeah. I like Marshawn Lloyd a lot. I think he could be a very good running back mm-hmm. in the future. He kind of has that scat back type of thing. I don't know if he'll ever become a three
down back.
A bell cow type of guy, but I think he could add some explosiveness to it. But honestly, I wouldn't pick him here either. Yeah. I think I would wait till the next round.
Yeah.
So I don't see any.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe Benson might still be here. Sometimes he goes a good bit later in drafts, but he's not here. So, yep, fine with that. All right. So I mean, what are we thinking here? Like, you want to look at. Some
I
offensive
love
linemen?
Xavier Thomas. That's what I said.
Okay.
But it,
we just took an edge, yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Kyrie Jackson, we took a good corner, so we don't need Kyrie Jackson, cornerback. Man, and no one wants to trade with us. Man, I'm like the ugly girl at prom.
This has been it's not our best mock draft.
This is a horrible draft. Like, I like Mason McCormick, but I think it's too early for him. There's so many. We have Johnny Wilson. I might double up on receiver.
Hey?
Johnny Wilson, sure. Someone I don't know much about. He's 6'7". Wow, that dude's tough.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sold already. 6'7"? Give it to me.
Phrasing.
So PFF says it's hard to watch Wilson's tape and not be intrigued enough to take him at the back end of day two. He has some frustrating drops, but there is so much more to like, which is rooted in how well he moves for a player of his size. Let's look at his stats real quick. So let's see. 41 catches, 617 yards, 2 touchdowns. I wonder why this guy wasn't a tight end. I wonder if they attempted to ever play him at tight end. Just that size, you know.
I mean, he's only 237 for 6'7".
Yeah.
I feel like
that is a little light for a tight end, I guess, but it feels like he could bulk up.
I'm
fine. Let's take him. I mean,
a 6'7"
wide receiver in the third round. Yeah.
Maybe that we could bulk up into a tight end. I don't know, but we just took Jadeveon
Sanders,
Texas tight end.
You know, you can't. I mean, let's go. If we go from the problem being not enough wide receiver talent to too much wide receiver talent, I'm perfectly fine with that.
Yeah.
Right.
We are now pick out round 4, 101.
I like the top guy
Jeremiah
on the board here.
Jeremiah Trotter is the top guy on our board, and I think you just said it. You're happy with him too, right?
Yeah. A couple other guys here. You know, Ben Sano. We didn't talk about him, tight end out of Kansas State, but I've seen a lot of mocks where he goes to us. Again, I think it's mainly just because of the need that we have at tight end, or the perceived need we have at tight end. Jerry and I talked about him a little bit. We contemplated doing a profile on him, but neither one of us really liked him enough to.
I just think he's a tight end. There's nothing special about him. He doesn't have the greatest hands. He doesn't have the most athletic build. But if he could produce, he can produce. Yeah. And we'll see that in the NFL if he can.
Yeah.
But right now, Jeremiah Trotter, from Clemson, linebacker. You know, he has a prestige. I mean, great PFF playing at Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
Size deficiency is his negative. I mean, long speed.
We're in the fourth. What is his size? I didn't see what his size was. Can you go to?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, check first look.
First, probably like 6'1". 6 foot.
6 feet, 230. Yeah, I mean that's a little small, but incredibly smart linebacker. Always puts himself in the right place. Lack of size, explosiveness, limits his starting and even rotational potential in the NFL. But, you know, we're talking about the fourth round here, right?
Yeah. Special teams guy, worst case scenario.
Sure. Let's go.
I mean,
I still like drafting players with starting potential in the fourth round, like even if they're not ready immediately. But I feel like, you know, with given just his smarts,
exactly.
Like his floor is, I feel like, pretty high still.
I agree. I he may not become that starting type of guy, but he definitely can become a rotational guy.
Agree.
Now we are at 141.
Yep, this is one of our
fifth round.
One of our trades here, I believe. We got this from the Giants for Brian Burns.
Top player on the board is Theo Johnson, tight end out of Penn State. We already have a tight end and a 6'7 wide receiver. We don't need any more of those guys. Dwayne Carter is there, defensive interior. I'm just going to take a quick peek at this guy here. First look, 6'3", 305. Is an elite presence, but he is versatile, smart, and consistent in both run and pass. High floor rotational with starting potential.
Yeah, this guy backing up Derrick Brown might not be too bad. I mean, a good guy to learn from, right?
No, exactly. A rotational guy. A'shaun Robinson's going to be here for a little bit, but
yeah,
nothing says that.
But again,
can't have extra players.
Right, right. I like it. Who else do we have? Let's see. Another linebacker, another edge, a few more defensive interior guys.
I want to check out Malik Mustafa.
Malik Mustafa.
Safety out of Wake Forest. Had decent PFF grades here. Looking at it, 5'11", 207, junior. A throwback tone setter over the middle of the field. His measurables and mentality are reminiscent of Bob Sanders. Unfortunately, he doesn't have the plus athletic ability.
Hmm.
He does his best work coming from a 2-deep safety shell. Okay, which is something we would play a lot. His shorter arms can cause problems when wrapping up tackles. Don't like that.
Don't like that.
Near the last line of
Yeah. It also says, you know, probably an ideal special teams player here. So are we drafting a special teams player in the fifth? I mean, again, it's the fifth.
I'm going to go with Dwayne Carter. I think we go for the best player available, and I think that's it.
Yep.
Do you disagree?
Nope.
Or?
I'm fine with that. I like a... like getting some depth here. I do want to go with a lottery pick here at some point, just a super high upside, super low floor type of player here at some point.
Do you have anybody in mind?
I don't know. Let's look at the long snappers next time our pick comes up.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Cornhusker.
Just kidding. Don't want one of those. Our next pick is 240. So that's why
maybe
we're...
Maybe it's a kicker. Maybe it's a kicker.
You know, no, no. I don't feel like you don't draft a kicker. You don't draft a long snapper. You don't draft a punter.
I am fine drafting those guys in late six, late seven.
I mean, long snapper was drafted in round six. And everybody
already had a good long snapper.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Now, if you have the punt god or, you know, a good kicker there, you know, Hunter, sorry. Why can I not think of the kicker we, Harrison Butker?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I get that draft pick.
Sure.
Problem is, they missed.
Yeah. We just let him go. Just let him go.
Oh, we have a Charlotte guy.
Oki Anoma.
Ayobi Oki Anoma. I'm clicking on
he's
him
an edge rusher.
Because he's right down the road. Edge rusher, 6'5", 244.
Ooh.
He's a talented player with a
complicated college
football.
Ooh.
He remains a development edge rusher with good speed to power potential, but his game still needs a lot of refinement.
Mm, I like the troubled past.
I know.
Very mysterious.
It's kind of very mysterious. Had 5 sacks last year.
Yeah, yeah. You know, okay. Well, other than the Charlotte connection, I don't think we'd be interested.
No, not at all.
We got a couple of kickers here. We got one. Oh, we got the Alabama kicker.
Will
I feel like that's all,
Ricard.
You know, Alabama.
They don't even keep stats on the kickers. I love that.
Yeah.
does he
have an analysis?
Yeah. I'm first look coming into the season. It would help if I read it out loud instead of read it to myself on a podcast. Hey, we're a professional show here. He could consistently kick field goals, 50 yards plus. He went 5 for 5 from that distance in 2023, cementing his status as a draftable kicker.
A draftable kicker is the highest praise you can give a college kicker.
Realistically, yes. But do we need a kicker?
No, we don't.
I hate saying it. Like,
we don't need a kicker because I feel like kickers are out there all the time. Like, unless you know that you're getting a top-tier kicker, and they're so... Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to look at South Alabama QBs. Jaguars, Carter Bradley. Uh-huh. Bradley is an intriguing prospect with a decent arm, an encouraging play style, and good mechanics. How quickly he can learn to read NFL defenses and how much he can improve on touch throws is his key to locking down a preferred backup spot.
Listen, Jerry's out here looking for the next Brock Purdy, okay? Let's sort by quarterbacks and see what we have.
Hey, I like this guy. Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Ever since you heard of him 5 seconds ago, you like him.
I heard of him 10 seconds ago. I saw his name up there and.
All right. We got two. Tua's brother's available.
Oh, we could go with a local guy. Sam Hartman's from Charlotte.
Okay. All right.
Notre Dame quarterback. He's 6 foot. He's 6'1". He grew it into
six. Hey,
there
you go.
Hartman is an experienced quarterback with some decent mobility, but he lacks the arm strength to become a starter or preferred.
I've heard that before. I want to look at, get off him real quick. I want to look at, where was he? Plummer. Yeah, Jack Plummer. Is that Jake Plummer's son?
Google it on your side.
It may just be up here in his first look.
Plummer has some of the best touch throws in the class, but when asked to fire up the arm strength to an NFL level, he leaves you wanting more. Jake Plummer had a cannon.
Yeah.
He projects as a practice squad or depth quarterback at the NFL level. 6'5 and 215. He's a skinny guy.
Jack Plummer's dad is named Bradley Plummer. So they do not appear to be related. All right. I don't know. I mean, the seventh round, I feel like we're taking way too much time here. Let's go. You just want to go with the guy from Charlotte? I don't know. I mean.
Yeah, I want that complicated past.
Yeah, let's see. Let's throw that mix into the locker room and see what happens. All right, that's going
to
be our draft.
He doesn't even have to move. Yeah. I mean, he could stay in his apartment in Charlotte.
Hey, why not? Let's see what grade PFF gives us here. These grades mean absolutely nothing.
I feel like this is the worst mock. I feel like this was one of my worst mock drafts I've done.
Agreed. It looks like you've earned two awards, though. So good job there.
Ooh.
Yeah, whatever that means.
Thank you. I don't know. It's new.
It's really taken a while to grade our draft here. Like they've never seen a draft this terrible before. Like we don't usually give out Fs.
It's a good job.
Okay. Good-looking draft. Good-looking draft. A's. Oh, 1B+. Plus. Oh, our last complicated
our
pass
B plus
guy.
Was our...
All right.
I mean, honestly, it's not that bad. You got Ladd McConkey. You got Jatavion Sanders. You gave Bryce Young two good, solid pass catchers. Yeah. And then you add Johnny Wilson, who could become something
sure.
as a 6'7" guy. I mean,
yeah, you got
Marshawn Neyland.
Some developmental guys here. You know, Jeremiah Trotter Jr. and Dwayne Carter. You know,
I think that both of those guys were hoping to be rotational guys.
Yeah.
And then just to bring, you know, some special flavor to the mix is this local Charlotte guy.
Yeah, just like you never know what's going to happen with this guy. So
I mean, he may walk into the training camp with an eye patch. You don't know. He's mysterious.
By the way, he may be a great guy, and like the only complicated is like he had some injuries or something, but we're just going to go with this mysterious past.
I know.
Oh, man. All right. Well, we got 1 minute basically here, Jerry, to say goodbye and wrap things up. But hey, the draft is coming. I don't know if this is what our draft's going to look like, but if it did, I don't think I'd hate it.
No, I really like Ladd McConkey.
Yeah.
I've said that multiple times. I think he's going to be a good player in the NFL.
I think that that second round pick, had we looked further and seen Leggett in there, we probably would have made that pick instead.
I would have done. I think Worthy was down there too. Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I would have gone Leggett or Worthy at that point. Probably Leggett because I think Ladd McConkey. With his type of play, I think Leggett would be a nice compliment.
Good compliment, yeah. Agreed. All right, Jerry. Well, I think that's going to do it.
Yep, we want to thank everyone for listening. If you like the show, please let your friends know. Please follow us on Twitter at meowmakespodcast.com. And if you have any questions or comments, you can email us at mailbag@meowmakespodcast.com. If you leave us a 5-star review with a comment on Apple Podcasts, we'll read it on the show.
We'll be back on, I guess, Friday. I mean, maybe Thursday if the Panthers happen to trade into the first round, but definitely Friday. And then we'll talk. We may just come back on Sunday to kind of do a recap of the entire thing. But either way, we'll see you guys in a few days. And until then, everybody stay safe out there and keep pounding.